Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today's show is going to be really interesting. I usually have a lot of people calling in, asking questions, or even in the chat room, but I don't see anybody calling in today. I took a week off last week, and, you know, sometimes when you take weeks off, it's hard to get everybody going again. Well, who knows why? Who knows why? But Reality Spirituality, this show is about everyday life issues, including having a show and not having any callers, including having a show and no one's in the chat room. It's so interesting because this life is about every moment and all of the moments are connected. However, when I say all the moments are connected, I mean that we have the ability to stay in last moment's moment, or we're just in this moment. And I have really gotten to a point where if you ask me a question about yesterday, if you ask me a question about last week, if you ask me a question about last month, I really have to think hard about it because I've let go of any moment that is in the past. And it didn't happen overnight. It's been a gradual process. But my intention is always to live in this moment, to be in this moment. In fact, if I have any anxiety or any kind of angst or any kind of irritation or feeling just out of sorts, it's only because I'm in the past moment, or I'm in the future moment. It's really important to me, especially because I'm a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, that whatever I can control, and we talk about it on this show. What do I have control over? What do we have control over? Do I have control over what happens to me? No. Do I have control over what other people say or do or how they behave? No. I have control over my perspective, my response, my behavior, my words, my vibration, my personal vibration, and my overall attitude. Those are the only things that I can control. And believe me, it keeps you busy. I mean, if you really think about it, what I have control over is my perspective, which means, and that's the topic of today's show, perspective. My perspective, I can choose any perspective I want. In fact, I've talked about it before, having 360 ways to look at the same situation, to look at the same circumstance, to look at the same moment, 360 different ways. I can complain. I can get irritated. I can put any label on it. It's my choice. And that's what's so powerful about this life. That's what's so powerful about this show. Reality spirituality teaches us how to change our perspectives, how to choose a perspective that is going to give us a better feeling or a good feeling. Why is it so important that we feel good? You know, I'm just going into this right now. I haven't even introduced the show or what the show is about, but my question is still there. Why is it so important that I feel good regardless of what happens, regardless of what's going on? Why is that so important? We're vibrations. We're energy. We're vibrational beings. And whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm vibrating, whatever I'm putting out, whatever energy I'm putting out is the same energy I'm going to be attracting, the same type of energy. Meaning that if I'm feeling sad or moody or irritated, guess what? I'm going to find a lot more things in my future moments to feel sad, moody, or irritated about. It's just the truth. And so I have chosen to make happiness my number one priority. And when I say happiness, I'm not talking about skipping through the tulips. I'm not talking about I win the lottery and I'm happy. I'm not talking about an event. My book is on the New York Times bestseller list and now I'm happy. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about an internal foundation. An internal foundation is the word. Knowing, trusting, surrendering to the power, to the will of the universe. Quite frankly, I've given up. I know without a doubt that nothing there, that I don't have control over what happens to me. I used to think I did, but in my humble opinion, my destiny is already planned, is already written, is already in what it is already inked out. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that I can't influence what happens to me? I have influence over very few things, but I have an influence over the most powerful. I can choose to live, to exist, resisting nothing that happens, not resisting reality, not resisting what is, relaxing, feet up, hands behind my head, and surrendering to the plan and the order of the universe. I can't dream, I can't imagine, I can't even come up with the intricate plans that have already happened to me. There is no way I could have come up with some of the things that have actually happened, have presented themselves in my life. I can't even begin. I'm not the master planner. I am participating in my plan. I am participating in the plan of the universe. I am a willing participant. Finally, I am a willing participant in everything that the universe has in store. Perspective. There once was a woman who woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and noticed she had only 3 hairs on her head. "Well, I think I'll braid my hair today," she said, and she had a wonderful day. The next day, she woke up and she looked in the mirror and saw she only had 2 hairs on her head. "I think I'll part my hair down the middle today." And she did. She parted her hair down the middle, and she had a grand day. The next day, she woke up, looked in the mirror, and noticed that she only had one hair on her head. Well, today, I'm going to wear my hair in a ponytail. And she did. And she had an extraordinary, fun, happy day. The next day, she woke up, looked in the mirror, and noticed that there wasn't a single hair on her head. Woohoo! She explained, I don't have to fix my hair today. This journey, in my humble opinion, is all about your perspective. Choosing your perspective and focusing on a perspective that is going to uplift and inspire you and to show you and to teach you and to tell you that it's all good. Everything that happens, it's all good. Now, let me throw that word good. Let me talk about this word good, because I've said it before. You label something good, of course you're going to have to label something bad. So when I say good, let me really explain. Let me change that word. I know, without any doubt, that whatever happens to me, including surgeries, including health issues, including financial issues, relationship issues, relationships with my mother, relationships with coworkers, people on the street, relationships with my students, relationships with my audience, I know that whatever happens in any course of the day, in any moment in my life, it's all working towards my betterment. I love that word, betterment. Everything is working in my favor. Everything that I experience I'm experiencing for a reason. I'm experiencing whatever for my growth and for my evolution. All of it. And when I got to the place in my life where I knew that beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond any kind of doubt, like I know my address, at least my physical address, how can I experience anything and complain or not be okay with it? If you listened to the show yesterday, you got a whole long story about my experience in Missouri and how misery, quote unquote, misery, air quotes, and how I thought that, yes, this was going to be 6 days of misery. And even before I got there, but this is the key. Before I left that state, before I got on the plane, I discovered heaven in Missouri. There is heaven wherever I go. Wherever I am, I can either experience heaven or I can experience something else. I don't have to wait to experience heaven on earth. I don't have to wait to experience heaven. I don't have to wait for something to happen. The feeling, the knowing that this moment with you, my dear audience, is is with and without judgment and or labels. We have a few callers in the queue, and let me go to a caller right now. Welcome, you're live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
My first name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Me and my girl that I was dating got into a heated discussion last night before our first date on Friday, and I felt like she was catfishing because I met her online, and I met her, and she had pictures on there that I was attracted to, but she's been sending me pictures of her, and it seemed like she was a bit larger. And we had that discussion last night and didn't go well. And just need to see how things are going to work out.
Okay. So let me just be clear. So you said you met her already? You said this is a first date?
Oh, no. I met her online.
Okay.
During the Christmas holiday season, we've been friends. And I said the last 3 weeks we decided, like, you know, let's start talking to each other and eventually go on a date. And I was set to go see her this Friday for our first date. But we just ended up having a discussion about, you know, some goals, whatnot, rate goals. And then we started talking about the pictures. It's like, which one is your current picture? Because the one online is the one, you know, I saw, but the one you've been sending me lately, it seemed like you gained a little bit more weight.
Okay, got it, uh-huh. And then what happened?
She got upset.
Why did she get upset?
Because I told her, it's like, I don't have a problem the way you is now. I said, but typically I like a certain female with this size. And when I saw her back in December, when I first saw your pictures, that's what I thought you were at that time. But you've been sending me updates of pictures that you see, she seemed like she's gained about at least 30 or 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I basically asked her, I said, which one's current? Which picture is current of you? And it just took it personal.
This is such an interesting issue. You know, I have never had this on the show. I'm really, really love that you called in and you're so open and willing to share. Okay, so one of the things that I do is let's get to the truth. Let's get to the truth of the whole situation, and then
right.
And then I help you with assisting, you know, finding peace with whatever, you know, with whatever circumstances. So you've never met her.
No, I never met her before.
Okay, but you pictures online. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a couple of questions for you. Have you done this online dating before, or is this your first time?
I've done online dating before, and I was a victim of catfishing, and it did, like, years ago.
Now, catfishing is, you know, explain to my audience and also explain to me. What is that? Is that people that are not representing themselves honestly?
Yes.
Okay, so let me say this, because this, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, what I experience is really my responsibility, meaning that, especially because you've done this before, that it's like gambling, you know, Brian, it's kind of like gambling. You know, you go to Vegas and you put your money down, but you're not always going to win, correct?
Oh, that's correct. Absolutely.
So what I'm saying is just when you, and I'm, you know, no judgment or no right or wrong here, but when you engage in meeting people online, that's part of the risk that you're taking, right? That people are not going to be honest.
Right.
So remember I said, you know, coming back to that all of this is really our responsibility. So knowing that you're taking a risk and a high risk that people are not going to be honest, my question to you is, why would you want to meet anybody online? I mean, I'm just asking you.
Well, periodically I meet online because I can't find anybody that's, you know, well, in my area or of interest. That garner my interest.
Okay. So you're saying that in your day to day, wherever you're living, that it's not an area where you can find people or meet people or meet new people?
Correct. Precisely.
At all?
Yeah, that's always been the case.
Okay. All right. So I get what you're saying. So what you're saying is this is like your only option is to meet people online?
Well, it's not the only option, but it seems to have worked for me.
Okay. So then what it sounds like is sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work, right?
I'd say about 95% of the time it has worked.
Oh, okay. So specifically, okay. So I get that. And then this woman that got upset because you asked her something about her weight, then what do you want to do? I mean, you feel like what are your choices here?
Well, there's no. I really didn't give her a choice or anything like that. Only thing, I just want to know, you know, what was current. And I was basically letting her know I was expecting her to be that. But I was mostly asking her, is that, was she content on being where she is right now or whatnot? Mm-hmm. I was not going to go anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have a question. So you said that she was, she got upset and she took it personally. Now, was this a conversation live over the phone, or were you just chatting?
It was a conversation on the phone.
Okay, so she got upset over your questioning, correct?
Correct.
Well, if you want my advice, and you called, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm really not into people that get upset over things like, I'm not really into people that are very sensitive and can just be upset and take things personally. I'm not interested in people like that. I mean, when I say that, I mean in my circle, in my close circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a decision that you're going to have to make. I mean, this is you. She's basically given you she's given you how she's going to respond to your questioning and responding, you know, in an emotional way.
Yep. That's the same thing I was thinking this morning.
So that's kind of two strikes if you ask me,
mm-hmm.
right? The first strike with the picture and the second strike with the emotional response.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Same thing I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm. But there's also a way to be very gentle and very kind and, you know, call or text her or write her back and say, you know what, I appreciate, you know, that we you know, connected. However, I have to be honest with myself and honest with you, and I just don't think this is going to be a match.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always good to be honest, as far as what I think, as opposed to just drop off the face of the earth and never talk to anybody again.
Right. I've done that kind of thing before, and this is not the first time that we had a disagreement where she got sensitive about it. No, I think last week we had an issue of communication where, you know, I was just trying to establish a consistent line of communication, and then I guess she took it personal because, you know, we in different time zones, and we talked. Only time she was able to talk was like late at night, and I just simply asked her, like, can we make the adjustments? Can she respond quickly with her text? Because sometimes her text messages her response time was like 30 minutes, 45 minutes at the time, and that was not working for me. And so I would try to see if we could kind of reach some compromise, and she got upset about that. And so it was just like, we went from that to this, to the point where I told her last night, I don't feel like I communicate with you about certain things because it's based upon the react.
Well, let me say this. Both of you, you know, it's so interesting. Relationships are so, you know, you called about something, and I want to really expand on this. Relationships are really, really, what I found is the reason why they do not work, period. The reason why they don't work is because people do not accept other people. They just don't accept anything, and always trying to change someone and always trying to make the other person conform to what they would like. And listen, my hand is up because I was guilty of this too. But relationships, when you really accept the other person, you accept them for who they are, what they are, everything about them, then they're going to be successful. But you have a choice. You've given me three examples. You said that she was emotional before, but you know what, my dear Brian, you're the one still keeping up the communication.
Yeah, I don't like to give up quickly, you know, because I understand that when you're in a relationship, you know, someone's got to compromise.
No, it's not. Let me, and I'm saying this with a lot of love. It's not that you don't like to give up quickly. It's you're into the drama.
No, I'm not. I disagree with that.
Well, you've already had two examples of somebody that's emotional, and then you're still saying you don't want to give up quickly.
No, I don't like giving up on people. I just like to see if things can work out. And if, you know, things don't change at a, you know, period of time, then I think I would have to consider, this is not going to work, you know. But I don't like to give up quickly because, like you said a valid point, like, you know, the reason why relationships don't work because of, like, acceptance issues. And that's very true. That is very true. I definitely agree with that. I like to try to give people a chance to make adjustments to my personality and characters and not adjust to theirs. And then, like you said, when it comes to a period of time when it becomes repetitive, you're arguing and things are not working out, then I find myself just leaving, you know, the situation.
Okay. And let me say this. I totally accept what you said. Let me just say this. I totally accept what you just said. And the difference is, because we're all as different as our fingerprints, and now I'm going to let you go so I have more callers, but I love that you called in, and please continue to listen.
Absolutely.
I'm going to, if it was me, it's me, and somebody exhibits that type of behavior. In fact, you know what? Honestly, I can sit with somebody for 30 minutes. It's not even 30 minutes, probably 15 minutes. And I can feel a person, and I can feel whether or not they are have emotional outbursts, I can feel whether they're content. I can feel if they're into drama. I can feel if they have expectations. I can feel if they're in attachment. I can feel all that. And I mean, I'm like in and I'm out of there. I'm in and I'm out. But that's what makes this world so wonderful. We're all different, and we all have our limits or limitations. And it just sounds like you are willing to hang in there for a little bit longer. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm out of there, honey. I'm in and out. I'm out.
I hear you.
Yeah. So you have great intuition and great instincts. And I would encourage you to continue to use them. And also be kind when you say, okay, this is going to be it.
Right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Brian, for being part of Reality Spirituality. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for taking my call. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Ooh, what a great call. What a great call. I love relationship calls. I really, really do. I'm going to go to my, I have another few more callers. Let me go to my next caller, area code 440. You are live.
Hello.
On Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
My first name is Angela.
Angela?
Yes.
Hi, Angela. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hello. How you doing, Miss Rebecca?
I'm doing good. What's going on, sweetie?
Okay. See, you say you like relationships, so I got a relationship problem for you.
Go for it.
Okay. I have a ex-boyfriend that I think emotionally I'm still tied to him because we did have a relationship. We still had a relationship going when he actually broke up with me for another girl. Because of the situation where she lied. And it's like I'm still trying to be cool with him and not argue with him and stuff. And it's like he, to me, he seemed real brainwashed. It's like he cool with her rhythm and he acting like her. I don't want that because I feel like we'll never be cool again. Is it a way that me and him may get back together or even become like a better friendship than what we have now?
You, it's so interesting. Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay. You know what's so interesting about this? You've called into the show before again, right?
I think so, but I can't remember when.
That's okay.
I try to keep the little, like, my thing so I can hear it back in, and I wind up losing all the ones or the ones I even had, like, when I talk to people, so I can't remember who I talked to.
Yeah. I get it. You're...
Which, I'm sorry.
No. This is so perfect because it's part of your issue. It's part of your I don't want to use the word problem, challenge, but your problem is part of the solution. Let's say that.
Okay.
You are doing everything that you can. You're doing everything that you can, and I'm saying this with
right.
a lot of love. You're doing everything you can except look in the mirror.
Hmm.
Ah! Yeah. Your problem isn't with this boy. Your problem isn't with his ex. Your problem isn't with anything about him being like her. That's not your problem.
Mm.
That's not your problem at all.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Can you help me explain, understand that? Because I'm a little lost. Sorry about that.
Okay, no. That's why I'm here. That's really why I'm here. What you're looking for, some kind of attachment, some kind of connection with another person, friendship, mm-hmm. boyfriend, relationship. You're looking for some kind of connection with other people, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what you are not doing is you have to realize that the relationship that you have with yourself is your main relationship. You're thinking that, you know, if you have a friendship with this one or your relationship with that one, then all of this is going to be settled. But what I'm feeling is that you have some issues that you're not addressing with that person in the mirror.
You're right.
So what could some of those thoughts, feelings be about that person in the mirror? Let's get real.
Oh my God, you said that quote that my grandma always said to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I be feeling like I'm not enough for, you know, people, when, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm not accepted or something like that. You know, I never had a lot of love in my life as growing up, so I don't know, sometimes I try to look for that in other people or something. I mean, When me and him were together, he actually, we had a lot of love in this relationship. That's why I can't really understand how it's just you dropped me for this girl because of this lie that she told. And basically, it's like he, you know, into her, and I can't accept that. That's what, well, I think that's what my problem is.
Well, no. It's, again, anytime you talk about the boy or the girl that he dropped you for, that's just a deflection. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of a distraction. You say that you had a lot of love in the relationship, but it's impossible to have a lot of love with somebody that's empty.
Am I empty?
Yep.
Ooh, that's bad. I'm sorry.
Well, when I say that, I mean that you have to fill you up. You're not filling you up. That's what I mean when I say empty. You know, you as the person, no, but what I'm saying is you're not filling yourself up.
Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
Thank you. That's why I'm here. How do I do that? Perfect question. How do I do that? This is how you do that.
Okay.
You, first of all, spend more time looking at that person in the mirror, that beautiful person in the mirror, and even if you're not convinced of it, you start accepting and loving, and even loving and accepting that person in the mirror and say, you are enough. You, Angela, are enough. I am enough. I am all that I need.
Okay.
Write that down. I am enough. I am all that I need. I am a physical extension of the universe. I am the universe. And see, the universe lives through you. So however you're feeling, you're actually, in other words, how you're feeling is how is the energy that you're projecting. So it's really about putting those arms around you, my dear Angela, putting the arms around you and recognizing that you are all that you need and you are enough and you are accepted and you are loved and you are special and you have gifts and you know, what are you gifted at? What do you excel in? What do you love to do?
I'm very kind of artistic. I'm like a social person, most likely.
Well, so. Social is good, but see, you're social because, you know, let's do stuff that you're not comfortable doing. Doing things that you're comfortable doing is easy.
Okay.
Yes, let's start being social with you. Let's start having some alone time. Let's start really experiencing you. Do you write at all?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start writing. Let's start journaling. And let's start journaling how you're feeling every single day, how you're feeling, what are you doing. And start it off by, I am enough, I accept myself, I'm the person in the mirror is special. All of that, you know, you can find a lot of good things to say. But let's start focusing on you. We know you're social, but the challenge is going to be being social and being okay with you by yourself.
Right.
Yes or yes. Give me a call back, okay? Give me a call back. Listen to the show, but I really, really want you to start focusing on you. And when you bring up anybody else's name, boyfriend, what's the boyfriend's name, ex-boyfriend's name? What's his name?
Gary.
Gary?
Yes.
yeah, you know what, Gary or the other girl or the other chick, you know, it's basically you're just not focusing on you. It's about the person. You're using that to deflect the focus.
Okay.
So let's start filling you up. Let's start filling you up with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. You're very special. You're very special, and you're special without anybody around you. You're special by all by yourself. You don't need anyone to know or to feel special or important.
Okay.
And when you get that, and when you really get that, and when you start living that, you won't be able to. You'll have to fight off the people that are going to fall in love with you. Trust me.
Hmm. That sounds interesting.
There you go. Sweetie, talk to you again. Thank you for calling, Reality.
All right. Thanks, Ms. Rebecca.
Oh, what a great call. I love that. Okay, we have another live caller. Lots of calls today. It's funny I didn't have any calls for the first 30 minutes, and then now everybody's calling in. Okay, live call, area code 941. You're live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there, good. What's going on?
Sounds like a little bit like the last person.
Uh-oh.
I'm very single and don't want to be.
Ooh, okay.
And so, Rebecca, what are you picking up? Mr. Wonderful, is he on the way? Is he going to be knocking on my door today saying, Catherine, finally, you moved in this area? Okay, I'm being a smartass, I know, but still.
No, I love smartasses. I'm a smartass, too. I love that. Come on. Let's get real. Okay, so, my dear Catherine, how long have you been waiting for Prince Charming, Mr. Wright?
Well, let me see. I'm 50, and I had.
Oh, you're a youngster.
You know what? I am youngster. I have been single since 08.
Okay, so that's what? That's 2 + 4, 6 years?
Yes.
Okay.
I had the opportunity to have some men in my life, but they were looking for just a sexual thing, and I'm like, nah, that doesn't work for me. Thank you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
I stayed single.
That's what guys do. Guys are into their sexual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so how much time do you spend during the day thinking about wanting to be with some, you know, wanting to have a relationship?
A lot, really.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yeah, more than I'm comfortable admitting, but a lot.
Now, you know what? One of the things that I love about my audience is they're very, very honest. I love when you say more than I'm comfortable to admit. But let me tell you something. The truth, really, telling yourself the truth, and then when you tell, you know, when you really speak it out loud to someone else, oh, my God, it's so freeing. There's no embarrassment here. There's no shame here. There's no judgment here, nothing. But the truth is really very freeing. And I asked you that question because I could feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel that. I can feel that. Let's use the word, let's use the word consumed. Yeah?
That would be perfect.
Oh, my dear Catherine, so honest. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm getting chills here because honesty, the truth just really just gets all into my cells. Okay, so now we're really getting down to the real issue. The real issue is this the truth is, okay, being consumed, finding someone else. And the reason why is because you think what is going to happen. You feel that someone else you're going to have, I'm going to let you say the words. Stay with me.
I am so lost right now, Rebecca.
That's more honesty. You're the best. You're the best. Okay, so let me just give you some examples of when people, ask me these questions or I ask. Mm-hmm. It's usually because, and if it doesn't feel right for you, you're going to feel it. If it's a fit, you can feel that too. So I'm just throwing some things out there.
Okay.
It's usually because people are searching for a feeling that they don't currently have. They want to feel something, and they're searching for this feeling outside which they think that a relationship, a good solid relationship, is going to bring. Or, you can plug in anything of the relationship. Like, okay, you win the lotto. Well, the feeling of whatever. But this feeling that people search for, that they think that they're going to find in a relationship, is really found within. In other words,
I can agree with that.
Okay.
And you're absolutely 100% correct. I am searching for yes and no. And the reason why I'm going to say this is because I am searching for a feeling of being appreciated. But even though I can appreciate myself for all of my more positive attributes, it's still a really nice feeling to be appreciated from someone, from my partner, just for who I am, and thankful that I'm in their life as well. That's what I'm searching for. So, yes, I can, because I know where you're going with this. Yes, I can appreciate myself for all of the better qualities that I have, but is that enough?
Ooh, you are so, what a great question.
Because it isn't enough for me to just feel appreciative for the person that I am. The word is escaping me right now.
Physical. You want the physical person, a physical being,
yeah.
A human. You want another human to appreciate you.
Right.
Okay. Well, you just touched on the solution also. And, you said that you appreciate yourself, and you said, is that enough? Yes, I do appreciate myself. And I could feel you. I can hear you. But you want someone else to also appreciate you, and you feel that that is going to be the satisfaction that the satisfied feeling they're looking for. And I have something to share with you. And, do you feel that the universe appreciates you?
Do I feel that the universe appreciates me? That, to me, is asking me, do I feel that God appreciates me? Yes.
There you go. You can use this, that term, too. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is
of
yes.
Of course I do. Yes.
Okay.
It appreciates me immensely. Yes.
Okay. And so what you are, basically what your energy is saying, your energy is saying that God appreciates me, but that's not enough.
Well, I don't feel like I have God here in front of me that I can look at his, her, it, and get that feeling from someone that I can touch tangibly.
And yes, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you're still, and I'm really being as, you know, as honest as I can be and forthright as I can be, because I'm just like one that's going to just drive it home. Your energy is still saying that that's not enough. It's not enough that God appreciates me. I need to have something, someone physical that is going to be in my life. I need more. Let me just tell you a really quick story, and I totally get what you're saying. I started this radio show. It's going to be 3 years in August. And in the beginning of the radio show, I mean, Catherine, I had maybe one listener, sometimes zero listeners, sometimes 10 listeners, sometimes zero listeners, and it went on for months, for months.
Okay.
And I kept
That's
saying
good correlation.
To the what?
That's a good correlation.
Yeah, and I kept telling the universe, I'm like, nobody's listening to my show, and the universe basically told me, we're listening to your show. Isn't that enough? And
wow, that's just a smack in the head.
And that's what I said, Catherine. You know, you think
right.
I like. You think I like that answer? And so your whole lesson, your whole issue is actually surrendering and really feeling that God is enough. And see, what you're telling God every single day in your consumption of wanting something more, you're really telling God that you're not enough. You're actually saying that I'm not satisfied, and you're giving out that energy. And so that's, in my humble opinion, one of the big reasons why you are in this situation, because they want you, the universe, God wants you to be satisfied with this, with your reality, to be okay with your reality, to trust that this is good for you, to trust that this time alone, even though it's been 6 years, is everything that you need. And to honestly say that, you know what, God? And this is what I've had to do, Catherine. This is what I have had to do in the radio show, in the book that I write. I mean, I finished my latest book two months ago. It's called Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And I had to tell the universe, you know what? If nobody reads this book, I'm okay. I wrote this book because I was inspired to write it. But if nobody reads it, I'm still going to be okay. I like them apples.
Hmm. So basically what you're saying is that you wrote this book for yourself.
I'm saying that I was inspired to write it, and I was writing it, everything came together. I can't even say that I wrote it for myself. I just wrote it. It just came out and it's done, and it's, but I don't have any attachments to what it's going to, is it change the world? Do people buy it? People don't buy it. I wrote it because the universe, write it, finish it.
Okay.
I wrote it for the universe. You know, we are the universe. We are God. But we are physical examples. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine really surrendering and and emitting the energy of that, okay, God, I am at peace with my, however you want me to live out these moments, I'm okay with being alone, and I'm okay with someone, but I'm okay with this reality that I'm living. I'm happy with what you have given me to live in this moment, in the last 6 years. I'm okay with it. I mean, can you imagine being okay with that?
I don't really feel like I have much of a choice.
No!
Because that has, well, because that's been my reality. And so
yes.
I've lived it, and I feel like I've been okay with it because I realize that, excuse me, if I'm not with someone, it's because there is a reason I have to be alone. Or maybe it's because, I mean, this is because I analyze everything. And so, or it's that, you know, the people who maybe God is doing me a favor because maybe the people that would have been coming into my life were just complete a-holes and, you know, I would be better off without them.
Yes.
So.
Yes. All of that. Everything that you said is true. But I really want to focus on this energy that you are really sending out of dissatisfaction being alone. That's what I really want to focus on, that. Switching it up to satisfaction being alone or not. I'm satisfied with whatever you put on my plate, universe. I'm satisfied with whatever hand that you deal me. I'm okay with it. And not only am I okay with it, I know that whatever hand you deal me is for my betterment, is for a great mm-hmm. purpose. It's a total shift in your energy.
So do you think that when I get to the point where I am accepting of whatever becomes me, that that's when, well, either way I win, because if I'm being very genuine with my or sincere with my feeling of being okay with whatever happens, then I'm going to be okay, period. And then if somebody comes in, you know, because I'm not necessarily looking, well, I'm not really looking anyway, but it just, you know, I'm open to it. Then
mm-hmm.
that'll be fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make any sense?
It did make plenty of sense. You've been making plenty of sense, and you're absolutely right. But let me say this. Okay, this is the question. Would you like to attract someone? This is another person. Someone who actually trusts the universe and is going to be okay with and not only be okay but be satisfied with what the universe, what God has you know, with the God's plan? Or would you rather be with somebody that is not satisfied with God's plan and really needs somebody to appreciate them?
The first option.
Yeah. So when you get to that first option, you are going to even, trust me, you are going to start attracting people, men and women, in your life. I'm getting chills again. You're going to start attracting people that are going to be on even a higher evolution than we are right now. I mean, when you said, you know, want somebody to appreciate you, it felt, you know, that you needed that. Wanted it, yeah, need it. You know, you don't need, no. We don't want anyone that's needy. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying.
No,
that's
definitely true. I don't
there
want
you
somebody
go.
That's needy.
There
yeah.
you go. But see, you're putting out that energy of neediness right now. But it's going to change. Listen, Everything can change in a moment. Everything can change in a moment. And your energy is already shifting, is already shifting. Because now you have a little bit, you have a little bit more clarity of what's really going on here. You actually telling God you're not satisfied. Oops. Come on, laugh with me, Catherine. Laugh with me.
No, I'm I get it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get it. Yeah, you get it. And what a great day to get it. So let me do this. Let me share this with you because it's all about how. Now what do we know the answers, we know the truth. Now how do we get to, how do we make the shift? How do we make the shift? Number one, you know that this growth, this personal growth, does not happen overnight. You know, we fall back into patterns or different habits. We fall back, but now you're expanded so much just in this conversation. You're just so much more open, which the universe needs you to be open because the universe pours in a lot of stuff and it needs you open. They need you open and they need you to accept everything that's happening. And one of my favorite analogies is, you know, when we have children and they're, you know, 6 months old, 7 months old, we don't sit up there and say, hey, hurry up and grow some teeth so you can start eating and feed yourself and hurry up and start walking and hurry up and start crawling and hurry up and start dressing yourself and hurry. No, patience, that's the other thing that I feel from you is a little bit of lack of patience. Time is not running out. You cannot waste time. All it is, time is an illusion. Time is all man-made anyway. So you're not wasting any time. Patience and acceptance and surrendering and allowing the universe to do it, work its magic. Work its magic with you. Open up your arms and say, whatever you're here, whatever I'm supposed to experience, because you know you will experience everything that the universe has planned for you. You'll experience it all. You can't slow it down. You can't speed it up. You can't stop it. You're going to experience it all. And just let's start allowing it and opening our arms and saying, whatever it is, universe, whatever your will, God, is going to be okay with me. And I mean that.
Well, that makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah. You're going to start feeling better, too. You're going to start feeling lighter. You're going to just start feeling, you know, we kind of carry around all this, I call it suitcases, extra suitcases. You're going to start feeling a lot lighter. There's going to be one less thing you have to focus on.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, huh?
Very.
You with me?
I am.
I know you are. I know you are. So let's hear what you. Let's hear your new frame of mind. Let's hear it.
Well, be in a place of allowing and chill the. I can't say what I want to say.
Yes, you can. You can say whatever you want to say, honey. Please, you can use whatever word you want to use. I'm good.
Just chill the fuck up and just allow and let everything happen in its own time because there's no such thing as time. I know that. I can't wrap my head around the whole linear thing. That drives me crazy even trying to figure it out. But, and even my daughter says it to me in her 15 years of wisdom. It's like, Mom, maybe there's a lesson in it for you. And I'm like,
Oh, don't you hate it when those crappy kids start telling us shit? Don't you hate that?
Exactly. Yeah, but she's right. And it lets me know that the things that I have tried so diligently to get through to her actually do when she, you know, whips her own, my own advice back up on me.
So, okay.
Yeah, just
okay.
Chill
so
out
now,
and allow the universe to do what it needs to do. And if you are, you know, in a place where you can do that, then just accept that there is a reason for you being alone right now, which I've always known in my head, but getting myself to believe that is another story, that's all.
Well, you believe it. You believe it. Let me tell you. Let me share with you two more things. There are two entities in my head. There are two voices. Let me say that. There are two voices in my head.
It's like the little devil and the little angel on both shoulders having an
argument.
Yeah,
well, it's you know, some people call it the ego, whatever label you want to put on it. And then there's the voice of the universe, or you say God, the same entity, the same energy. There's the voice of the universe, and there's the voice of the ego. And the ego is, it will tell me all the things. And in my opinion, my ego's job is to make sure that I feel as bad about myself as possible for as long as possible.
Okay.
Now, I'm not hating on the ego, because the ego has a purpose. The purpose of the ego, my ego, is to make sure that when I leave the house, I've taken a shower, I've brushed my teeth, I'm wearing clothes that, you know, somewhat match, I'm not wearing plaids and paisleys, that's the job of my ego. So I give that job to the ego gladly, and it does a great job for me. But anytime I listen to my ego and I'm trying to feel good about, oh, say, for instance, I don't have anybody listening to my radio show. I mean, was that the ego saying, well, nobody's listening to my radio show? Or was that the universe? Was that God's voice? See, I know the difference.
Obviously, that's your ego.
There you go. And so there's also two voices in your head, too. So it depends on which voice you you know the difference. You know the difference based on how you feel. Based on how you feel. So what I do is I just put my ego on stage like it's a bad reality TV show. Put it on stage, and I'm sitting in the audience, and I'm, really, is that's what you got to say about me today? Well, gee, I was really unproductive. Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. You got to have some fun with this. And the other thing I want to tell you is, because you mentioned that you had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And we, because I have a son, we are the examples to these children. You want your daughter to be okay with being by herself. You want your daughter to be okay with getting all the acceptance from God, as opposed to, needing it from a human. Then you have to be that example.
That's true. You're right.
Sometimes, Catherine, I mean, listen, I don't want to do any of this shit, but, okay, you're the example for your son. You're the example for your son. You're the example for your son. And that was my, sometimes that was my only motivation.
That's a really good motivation, though.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I don't need it anymore. I don't need him to motivate me anymore, but I'm telling you, when I couldn't do it for myself, I could always do it for my son. Because he's watching me, and I surely would not want this young man to be at a state, and I want him to be able to be alone. You know what he's told me? He's actually told me that his favorite company is his own company.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And I got there later.
Then.
Yeah, I got there later than that, Catherine. I got there a lot later than he did.
Right.
I loved your call. What a great, great topic.
You have 19 minutes left, so you need to squeeze one more person in.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to actually end the show right now because the people that have called in have hung up, and that's okay. But I'm going to end the show right now, and I want to say thank you so much for your call. Call anytime with any issue. That's why I'm here. Thank you so much, Catherine, for sharing and for your honesty. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yay.
Have a good Sunday, Rebecca.
Okay, thank you so much, Catherine. Wow.
Okay.
What a great show, everybody. Okay, whew. Great, great, great callers. Great, great topics. And that's all the time we have in today's show. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are interested in any of the coaching programs that I offer, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Order my brand new book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. You can order online. You can go to my website. It's $19.95, free shipping in the United States, anywhere in the United States. If you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, send an email to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Even though the newsletter is a little late this month, actually it's a month and a half late. Whatever. Go with the flow. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, and if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Now, until next time, I want you all to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Get real.
Now,
get real.
Now,
get real.
Now,
get real.
Time to get real.